his life. We do not know the date of his birth. Being from a priestly family, he surely received his formation in the temple, where he most probably officiated until the time of the exile. In exile, he receives the prophetic vocation, making him a kind of a younger brother to Jeremiah. Both are the interpreters of tragedy in the motherland and in exile. His activity is divided into two stages by a violent break. The first stage lasts about 7 years until the fall of Jerusalem. His job there is to systematically destroy the false hope. The fall of Jerusalem seals the validity of his prophecies. A time of forced silence follows. The prophet begins the second stage. While undermining all hope in human powers, he asserts the judgment of God in history. Only afterwards begins to appear a new hope founded only in the grace and fidelity of God. His work. The same happens here as with the other prophets. The book of Ezekiel is not fully the work of Ezekiel. Firstly, because his literary activity is oral, made for recitation, divulged by the prophet and his disciples. What today we know as the book of Ezekiel is the work of his school. Reading this book, we should discover above all the dynamism of a divine action that, through the deserved cross of the people, a pure gift of resurrection will follow.
Theophany.